better picture of what happened.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This morning, the Securities and Exchange Commission says it's reached an agreement with Bank of America. The deal could give regulators an idea of what was going on at the bank last year as it wrapped up its merger with Merrill Lynch. Now, the SEC is suing the bank for allegedly hiding information about the deal and some big bonuses paid to Merrill employees from Bank of America shareholders. Marketplace's Steve Henn is with us live, fresh with the details. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. You know, a few months ago, the SEC and Bank of America tried to settle this case, but that agreement was thrown out by U.S. District Court Judge Jed Rudkoff. Rudkoff was upset the proposed settlement didn't make public the names of executives and lawyers who approved the bonuses. Today's agreement doesn't settle the case, but Bank of America is waiving attorney-client privileges that allowed it to conceal some of its internal discussions about the Merrill merger from the SEC. The deal also lets the SEC share anything it finds with other regulators, including New York State's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, who's also investigating. Bank of America executives were reportedly pushed hard by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke to approve the Merrill deal. Today's agreement will allow the SEC to probe those conversations, as well as Merrill's multi-billion dollar bonuses and Bank of America's decision to press ahead with the deal, despite Merrill's mounting losses. Steve?
All right. Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us live from Washington. Steve, thanks. Let's check numbers. Stocks are off a bit in Europe. The FTSE's a little higher, though. Markets were mostly up in Asia. The Chinese benchmark about 1.4%. Here at home, we're waiting for third quarter earnings. Chipmaker Intel and Johnson & Johnson are set to report today. Wall Street yesterday, things didn't move too much. The NASDAQ barely budged, and the S&P and Dow added under 0.5%. Futures look about even today. There's a report this morning that the future of the British economy is, in its words, fraught with danger. We don't use that word fraught very often. In Marketplace, London correspondent Stephen Beard reports some indicators are painting a gloomy picture.
In its latest quarterly survey, the British Chambers of Commerce says the UK economy is still struggling to pull out of recession, and it faces a major threat. The group argues the maximum period of risk will be the middle of next year. The government and the Bank of England will then begin to wind down their stimulus measures. Without that life support, says the Chambers of Commerce, the UK economy could falter. The group's chief economist is David Kern. He says Britain has suffered worse than its European neighbours because of an over-reliance on London's financial centre.
When the recession came, the collapse of many of our main banking institutions has created a particularly big hole in our public finances.
He says Britain's exporters have received a boost from the sharp drop in the value of the British pound, but until the global economy picks up, the UK can't expect an export boom to pull it out of trouble. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. SunGard Availability Services operates 5 million square feet of secure data center space dedicated to keeping people and information connected. More information at sunguard.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Dennis Streed has a contract dispute with Verizon, but the 83-year-old Streed says Verizon violated his signed deal, not the other way around. The Newburgh, Oregon man says he'd gotten an ad from the telecom offering a bundle of services for $77.99. He went to the store, got a salesperson to sign the contract he drew up, stating there would be no hidden fees on his bill. And that's when the trouble started. Dennis Streed joins us this morning to talk about his ordeal. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So why did you drop this contract?
Because at one time I was a collection manager for a large finance firm, and I am somewhat familiar with the gimmicks.
And they said $77.99 for all of these services,
yes.
not a penny more.
Not a penny more. I did everything but pawn the table, saying I won't pay a dime more, and I will not sign any contract. I will not sign up unless you agree to that.
So what happened?
The four or five people we talked to down there all said that payment should be $77.99, and we keep getting these higher and higher bills. Then the state general manager of stores and sales actually gave me his own personal phone number, and we've been on the phone. Very pretty nice guy. And he said, no, you just pay the $77.99, and I'll take care of the difference.
So they cut you all off?
They cut off TV, internet, you know, just everything except the landline. And then we did get a note saying that they were going to cut that off next. Now, remember, we've had that as long as Verizon's had a phone line up here. Been very happy. They've never been a day late, never missed a payment.
What kind of lesson did you learn here?
Well, don't ever go for any bundling. Keep everything separate in smaller lots, your television with one, your TV with another, so that you can't be completely destroyed. See, we've had three great-grandchildren born in the last 6 weeks and one more coming next Wednesday, so there's four of them. And here we get telephone calls. Hey, what do you think of the pictures of the kids we sent you? Well, you don't even have email. But what kind of a guy would I be if I rolled over and played dead and said, well, we'll pay the twice what you said you'd charge? It wouldn't be ethical to me.
Well, Dennis Streed, thank you so much for joining us over there in Newburgh, Oregon.
Okay, and thanks to you.
And we got in touch with Verizon about the Streed's problem. They seem to be amenable to keeping their end of the deal.
As a courtesy to this customer, we will restore and provide the services ordered at the rate the customer was quoted.
Spokesman Les Kumigi from Kumigai, from Verizon. Well, finally, the Louisville, Kentucky Conventions Bureau is calling on people to come and visit. But some say the PR campaign is a little too racy. One ad shows an Ohio man wanting to find a girl with a risque tattoo. Another alludes to some familiar pharmaceutical warnings.
Happiness lasting more than 4 hours is perfectly normal and does not require the assistance of a physician.
Several city officials have complained, but despite all that, the marketing firm that created the campaign says the ads have gotten a positive response. From Los Angeles, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.